This is an executive summary of how many DSDs should you own? Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When investors complete a 1031 exchange into Delaware statutory trusts, DSDs, one of the first practical questions is how many to own. Putting your entire exchange into a single DST concentrates your capital in one property, one tenant base, one sponsor, and one market, and if any of those disappoints, your whole position feels it. Spreading across multiple DSTs reduces that concentration risk, but it adds complexity, more annual tax statements to track, more offerings to monitor, and more moving parts at exchange time. The right number for you depends on the size of your exchange, the minimum investments DSTs require, your appetite for diversification versus simplicity, and the 1031 identification rules you must satisfy. This guide explains why investors diversify across DSTs, the diversification versus complexity trade-off, how minimums and allocation sizing constrain your choices, how to spread across sponsors and sectors, and illustrative sample portfolios. All allocations and figures here are illustrative only and not a recommendation or promise. DST interests are securities offered to accredited investors, distributions are never guaranteed, and Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. Deciding how many DSTs to hold builds on the fundamentals in the definitive DST guide. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.